May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be always acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. What a strange and disorienting experience it is to speak to you this way. Thank goodness we have our little worship team here, so I'm not preaching to an entirely empty church. But still, I'm aware of the video camera watching me. It all feels sort of strange and outside my comfort zone. And to be honest, when it became clear that we'd have to cancel services and that I'd be preaching this way, I groaned. I tried to give the task to Berto, but then that didn't feel right either. He graciously offered to do it, and then he graciously let me figure out that I'd feel better if I didn't run away from the task just because I'm uncomfortable. These are strange and discomforting times. There's so much fear and uncertainty. What to avoid and what to say yes to. How to protect ourselves and each other. How do we plan for so many possible outcomes? What will happen next? Will I get the virus? Will I lose someone I love? How will life as we know it continue to be disrupted? Lots of questions without answers at this time. At a moment like this, we might feel like the Israelites in the desert, in the reading we heard, not knowing our destination, not knowing where our essentials will come from. Perhaps we're wandering in the deserts of our minds, wandering in the desert of unknowns that surround us. Like the Israelites, we're thirsty, thirsty for answers, thirsty to know how to stay healthy and safe. In the story, God gives them water. And I want to say it's a happy ending, but that wouldn't be entirely true. The truth is that there are many more trials in their 40 years of wandering. Not everybody makes it to the promised land. God takes care of the people, but there is suffering along the way. There are losses, and there are deaths. At times like this, it's perhaps disconcerting to remember that the promise of our faith is not that all of our problems will be solved. It would be a lie to say that all of our needs will be met in the way that we most hope for. Frightening truths are present. At the core of our collective panic right now is the realization that there's a possible scenario approaching in which there won't be enough care available for everyone who needs it. It's bracing to consider that not everyone will survive. But there is good news, and thankfully, our faith is rooted in that good news. To rest in the good news in a moment like this, it helps to think bigger. And that's my invitation to us now, to let our minds and hearts get bigger. Because the promise of our faith goes way beyond our normal conception of our problems and our worries. It goes way beyond how we normally think. That's where our faith invites us. The promise of our faith is that God is with us in all of it forever. That's the promise. Not that all our problems will go away, but that we are accompanied. We will never be let go. In our dying breath, God will be there. In the midst of our anxiety and panic, God is present. Everything's being held by an immense mystery that we can trust. That's what we gather to believe. As the psalmist says, "In your hands are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are yours also. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land." When our worries overwhelm us, the psalmist invites us, "Come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before God our Maker." In these troubled times, this ancient wisdom of our tradition orients us to a larger dimension of reality. A larger dimension of reality that's so huge that we can only begin to think of it with our human minds if we imagine something kind of outrageous, like God even having a hand in the first place and holding the entire created order in that hand. We witness this bigger dimension in the age-old story of Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well. In that story, there's the water that we know, and there's the water that Jesus wants to introduce us to. Water that's the larger context of our existence. Water that can make us know that we are a part of an eternal flow. A gushing spring of healing water that knows and washes over every corner of our being. Water that satisfies our true thirst by giving us all of the spiritual comfort that we will ever need. Now is a good time to get caught up in the currents of the larger story that our small lives, our small precious lives, are a part of. Not to abandon this plane of existence, but to embrace it fully while letting the good news of our faith expand our hearts and minds, so that we live not for ourselves, but for the enormous God that we are just a small part of. In this larger understanding of reality, our worries about what will happen to us are put in perspective. When we remember that our lives are part of something eternal, when we choose to believe that the water of life never stops flowing, then we can share, we can give away, we can live beyond the fear that might grip us. In that place, there's no need to hoard or panic or scramble. Now is a good time to wake up in a new way. Our faith is always calling us to wake up in new ways, to stay awake. Now's a good time to join Jesus, who tells his disciples, "My food is to do God's will and complete God's work." The work of service to others, the work of compassion for all beings and the love of all creation. Now is a perfect time to drop to our knees in prayer before God, our Maker, to live in the mystery of life, in all of its frailty and magnificence. May God grant us the grace to open our hearts and minds, to let this moment in time expand our consciousness, to teach us something beautiful about what it means to be alive and free-flowing in the embrace of God's everlasting mercy. I want to end with a poem that a friend sent me. It popped up in my computer as I was just pondering how to conclude the sermon. And it's called Pandemic by Lynn Unger. What if you thought of it as the Jews consider the Sabbath the most sacred of times? Cease from travel. Cease from buying and selling. Give up, just for now, on trying to make the world different than it is. Sing. Pray. Touch only those to whom you commit your life. Center down. And when your body has become still, reach out with your heart. Know that we are connected in ways that are terrifying and beautiful. You could hardly deny it now. Know that our lives are in one another's hands. Surely that has come clear. Do not reach out your hands. Reach out your heart. Reach out your words. Reach out all the tendrils of compassion that move invisibly where we cannot touch. Promise this world your love, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, so long as we all shall live.